You wouldn't be able to see. That's right. So we can't take all the light away this morning, but I can take all the light away for you. Right, because I brought my very special pair of swimming goggles. Right? Now, these goggles were great because I was swimming in the Mediterranean Sea last week. But not with those on. Right? Okay? So I'm going to take the light away from you and you will not be able to, and that's an obstacle. That's an obstacle of life. You're about to go into high school. You're about to go into Ignite. And I guarantee with Dan Thorpe there, you will meet obstacles of life. All right? So I want you, when I put these goggles on and you've got no light at all, you have to negotiate the obstacle. Okay? Do you think you can do that? You have to get round it, past it, over it, through it, under it, down it, whatever way you can, all right? So let's put these on. Make sure they fit nicely. Is that tight enough?
Yeah.
Can you see anything?
No.
Right, how many fingers am I holding up?
One.
One? Are you sure?
Yes.
You like to advance on one?
Yeah.
The answer is none. You're right. Right, okay, right. So, right, just a minute. The thing about life is it makes you dizzy. And it makes you spin. And lots of things in life. Don't just turn the lights out in life. You can get nowhere. So anyway, just stand a minute. Right, so you're facing the obstacle now, maybe. Right? And you have to find your way around the obstacle. So see if you can do it. Come on, children, encourage him. Tell him where to go. Tell him where to go. Whoa! He could have fallen down a step then.
Was that my fault?
Is that me?
Yeah, that's you.
Right. So you're finding the obstacle. Where's the obstacle? Do you hear that voice? Somebody calling in the light. Who was that?
Left or right?
Come on, tell him. What have you got found now?
I don't know, something.
Right, something. I think that's a music stand. That might be a speaker. I don't know. I'm lost. Oh, what have you found now? Think. What have you found?
Drum.
So where was the obstacle from the drum? All right. Yeah, you're getting there. Go on. You're nearly there. Doing very well now. He's not very good without any light, is he? No. I know what. Come here, Sam. Listen, I'm going to give you some light, right? And I've got a compass here. And compass has got a very sharp point on. But you know compasses are very good. Don't sit down on them, by the way. Right? Compasses are very good for letting the light in. And when you are young, you get no light at all in your life until mum or dad or a carer comes along. And our prayer is that they will bring the light of Jesus into your life. Please do not practice this at home. Okay? Right. So one pinprick for mum or dad or a carer, and that lets a little bit of light in. Now what can you see? Bit of light. Do you think you can see enough to get around the obstacle now?
Yeah, I think so.
Isn't that amazing? Look at it. Look at the difference. Look at that. Hey. No, don't take it off. You haven't finished yet. Come here. Does that need tightening a bit? Right. So then you start. So that's mum or dad or a carer lets a little bit of the light of Jesus into your life. But then you start coming to church and the community of church. Now, in Africa, there's a proverb, a saying, and it says this: it takes a community or a village to raise a child. Have we got that, Daniel? Takes the community to raise. And here at Fullwood, we've got a fantastic community that God's given us. So we come along, and we come along to Aunt Anne Hall's class, and that lets some more of the light of Jesus into our lives. Now, I think if you could do, you could get round that obstacle really fast now, do you think? Because you've got the light of Auntie Anne in your life. Look at that. Amazing, isn't it? Keep going all the way around.
I'll come back.
Go, come round, come back, yeah. Oh, if you want, you can do what you like. Right? Isn't that amazing? 1 minute he couldn't see. Now we let some more light in because you start going to energize and maybe you come to kickstart. Now how fast can you do it? Look at that. Pinpricks of the light of Jesus coming into your life. And then you start going to maybe ignite when you get into year 7. And then you start going to a youth cell group and coming to worship on a Sunday sometimes. And maybe even going on a Friday night to space. And then it's incredible. I think by this time you've got so much of the light of Jesus in your life that when obstacles come your way, you can run right around them. Look at that. Isn't that brilliant? Yeah? Thank you very much, Sam. That is brilliant. Give Sam a round of applause. Brilliant. You can sit down now. Right. Now, so we let light into our lives by the light of Jesus, and it may begin with mum or dad or a carer telling us about Jesus. And then we come to Auntie Anne Hall's class or Emily's class and then energize and then kickstart and then space and then Friday Night Live and then cell group. And all the time, more and more light from Jesus is coming into our lives because it takes a community, it takes a village, it takes this church to help raise our children. Now, we've got a verse on screen. Have we got that there, Daniel? Thank you. And this helps us to understand what I've been trying to say. I wonder if anybody could read that for me. Yeah, anybody? Yeah, who can read? Go on, Esther Cross. Shout it out loud.
For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light.
Right, I think we should all say that together. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of the light. And that's what we're meant to do. Let's pray together. Thank you, Lord, for the amazing, beautiful love and light you put into our lives. Lord, whether it's through mum or dad or a carer, Lord, whether it's through Auntie Anne Hall's class or Energize, whether it's through youth cell groups or space or kickstart, whether it's through worshipping here together, we ask that you pour more and more of the light of the love and the truth of Jesus Christ into all our lives. Lord, we pray for parents this morning. Have an amazing responsibility to let your light into the lives of their children. We pray for energized staff and have an amazing responsibility to let more of that light into the lives of our children. And for all our youth staff and all who work with them. And for all that we are as a church, let us live and be the light of Jesus to others. In Jesus' name, amen.